This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't think this is a breakthrough. This is something that I've never seen in science, and I just thought I should talk about it today to open up the show because it just kind of blew my mind. So when I was in college, there was this guy I liked, and I kept flirting with him, and I really wanted to go out with him, and I kept, you know, trying to get his attention. And when I flirt, I can't flirt like the sexy women do. You know, sexy women, they could, you know, lean over a table, or they could kind of, you know, flex a certain muscle or pose a certain way. Me, you know, how I flirt is I guess I just get louder and louder, and I try to get, you know, the attention, and I can't really bat my eyes because my contacts were really painful at the time. So really all I could really do is, you know, joke around and you know, try to use my wit. All right. So I finally get the and he was a really, really nice guy. He was really, really nice. And so I thought I was making some headway. Right. So I'm like, well, you know what? He's not like the other guys where he's like, you know, not interested, or, you know, please put some makeup on, or, you know, get out of my face. He was nice. So I'm like, okay, I have a chance with him. So I just ask him out, and I have no problem asking guys out because I'm like, look, I don't have time. And if stuff's not going to get done, I'm not going to sit around and wait. Okay. I'm going to make things happen. And if you're not going to be interested in me, I'm going to then move on. I didn't say that. Okay. When I ask a guy out, it's, you know, hi. So, you know, do you want to go out? Okay. I don't really remember what I said. It was too many years ago. But my guess is I was very, very specific. I was like, you know, do you want to go to this restaurant, or do you want to go this, or do you want to go see this movie, or whatever. Probably was very, very specific, very timed out, you know, because I worked three jobs, and I you know, was, you know, trying to get a, you know, honors degree in a bachelor's of science, which is still actually easier than, you know, a lot of other degrees, but it was still difficult. And so my guess is I probably gave him a time deadline. Like, can you pick me up at like 7:52 p.m. so that we could technically get to the restaurant at 8:17 p.m., have dinner, and then I could get back because my other job starts at 11 o'clock at night. Anyway, he very straight blank looked at me, and he goes, I'm gay. And I go, well, that's even better. Now let's please go out, okay? Because, you know, gay guys, I didn't have to expect to have sex with, right? Because I was still, you know, a virgin, and I wanted to make sure I, you know, didn't, you know, violate, you know, any, you know, biblical suggestion that I wait till I'm married. And I'm like, okay, good, good. This is really good. Because if he's gay, then I could still go out with him, and I don't have to have sex yet. So, you know, for some reason, though, he still didn't want to go out. I'm like, all right, he's gay. Now, I saw girls hang out with him all the time, but I went up to him again, you know, because I, like, wanted to go out. And he turns around and he goes, remember, I'm gay. And I'm like, oh, yeah, but still, that's okay. I like gay guys. Most of my friends are gay. So he friended me a few weeks back on Facebook. And I decide to look, you know, and see, you know, who his partner is or whatever. He has a wife and multiple kids. So I'm thinking, I know what you're thinking. You're all thinking that he probably was like, you know, let me tell her I'm gay so she doesn't date me. I don't think that's true. I think he really was gay. But I think maybe what happened is he, you know, thought about, you know, his one lost love. And maybe, I'm serious. Maybe because she looks like me. You know, she really looks like me, except skinny and pretty. And so I'm wondering if maybe he, because I honestly, I really don't think it was printed. I think it really was gay. And he just looked at me straight out, and I really think. think that maybe he was like, you know what? You know, I could have had Dahlia. And I, you know, I should have at least experimented. And, you know what? And so anyway, so he appears to be straight and he has a family and all that. And, yeah, I think I did that. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing. All right. Because women need gay men in their lives. We've talked about this. You know, it's interesting. You know, we talk a lot about science and we talk about evolution and we talk about, you know, survival of species. And, you know, people always ask, you know, how do we explain having, you know, people that will not be attracted to somebody they could procreate with. And I argue that anybody on this earth is here, you know, for a reason and to make the earth a better place. And the reason why is because a lot of men, let's say, if they're straight, mess up with women. They're either too rough. They might turn them off. They might pounce. They might assault. And so a lot of women out there are very shy and they are very afraid of men. Maybe you grew up with aunts and moms or whoever who would talk to you about rape all the time and assault. So you finally get out there and you think that all this bad stuff's going to happen to you. Well, then, right? You end up having, right, your best friends, and they're guys. And they're guys that don't pounce, that don't jump on you, that want to listen to you. They listen to you. And you're like, okay, now wait a second, I'm not trying to stereotype. But then all of a sudden, you go, okay, will you go out with me? You know why? I think we could really make this work. I mean, you actually listen to me. You actually care. You're not just sitting there, you know, trying to plan when your next pounce is. And then they go, but I'm gay. So I think the majority of men who've told me they're gay are, right, you know, but I still find myself attracted to them. I think they're and I'm wondering if it's because they don't have the, and again, I don't want to stereotype women, but when women are around other women, depending on who your friends are, there's always competition. There's always, you know, something going on, and there's always, or, you know, maybe they know your secrets. Like, you know, they know if you're, you know, if you had Botox or if you had a breast lift or whatever. Yet, even though gay men would know that too, they don't tell you. And so gay men allow women to have this relationship with men and trust men. So then men they do want to procreate with can just slide right in. Right? Does that make sense? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I don't know if you guys have been following this. This is very, very tragic. But sports anchor Dan O'Toole, I guess, his five-week-old daughter went missing. He said, however, she's safe. On Friday, he took to Twitter to provide an update about the ordeal, but then has deleted the tweets. He said, "My baby Oakland has been found and is said to be safe. Police informed me at 12:07 a.m. I still have not seen Oakland or Helder. To those who have decided to attack me for fearing for my daughter's safety, I don't know what to say." He said, "I just hope that you never have to look in the eyes of your children and tell them that you don't know where their sister is or when they will ever see her again. I'm still broken. I don't know if any of us will ever be fixed We just want our Oakland back. He said that his five-week-old baby, a child that was supposed to be in my care, 5 weeks old, I still haven't seen a picture of her, let alone held her. Yet my character called into question, attacked, defamed. People questioned the story. I have no words. I'm done. So apparently what happened is yesterday, he's 44 years old, and he posted a photo of the baby with the caption, praying that whoever has you is holding you, that whoever has taken you from me is protecting you, that however blank has you lets you come back into my arms. Now, he said, amazing ex-wife Corey has nothing to do with this. Please leave her alone. So people thought that maybe the baby was abducted. I even thought that. But according to the police, they said, we have looked into the social media posts of a local resident sports broadcaster regarding an alleged abduction of his baby daughter. Although this was not reported to us, we can confirm that the baby continues to be safe with the biological mother in the Peterborough area. So he might have posted something. Now, and we're going to talk about this, why this seems relevant, okay? So he basically, this post was more as a, you know, he's sad, he doesn't get to see his baby, maybe he's the father of the baby, and the mother might not want to let him see the baby. I don't know what's going on. But interesting how people go to social media, and, you know, these are, you know, this is a sports anchor, and these are, I mean, these are people that are very, very well-versed in media. They're very well-versed in public. They're, you know, they know the consequences of putting something online. But instead, they do so anyway. And when I see that, when I see somebody who is very, very conscious and understands, you know, the impact, then I start to wonder, okay, well, if there's something else going on. So, like, for example, Donald Trump. You know, when somebody said that he doesn't have control of his mind, he is posting things that, you know, tick people off, and there's no rhyme or reason to what he posts, I looked at it differently. I looked at it as those are very strategic. Donald Trump might, when he goes on a Twitter rant, you know, be, I mean, his, and I'm not here to, you know, evaluate and try to, you know, jump into his mind and try to, you know, say what he's thinking. But if I was Donald Trump and somebody was, let's say, going to mess with something I wanted to work on, and I figured the media was going to be crawling all up in my colon, I would give them something to write about. And I would post something and let them just jump on that so I could go ahead and swim over here, right? And so, or if, let's, you know, also I think some of his tweets are, you know, he wants to be uncensored. He also wants to get his point across. You know, he wants to show his support. He wants to, and people follow, people listen to everything he says and everything he tweets. It blows my mind. I mean, it's kind of just, you know, he is, you know, and politicians do this, whether you're for Trump or against Trump. It is a very strategic play, and he plays us. And so, you know, I don't, jump on those tweets, and I don't report the tweets and all that, because I understand they're serving a different purpose. So when people do post things online, I want you to start reading these posts with a secondary filter. And it's amazing the whole different language that's out there, you know? So, you know, some people might be just trying to get attention. Some people might be, you know, trying to tell you that they are unhappy. Some people might be trying to get validation that they made the right decision. Now, you know, and I know that whoever does answer a lot of these posts are not, you know, putting that person's best interest front line. They're just, you know, reacting. So let's say somebody said, you know what, I told my boss this today. You know, and everyone's like, yeah, good job, man. Yeah, because your boss is a jerk. Good for you. I'm glad you did that. Way to go. Whereas I would look at that going, okay, now wait a second here. Okay, I know you kind of want us to validate what you did, but really, you're going to lose a job right now in this economy? Are you sure you should have said that? That was kind of stupid. But I don't say that. You know, I'm like, I got your back, girl. I got your back. And well, do I really? She loses her job. Do I really? You know, and I start to see people self-destruct online. You know, they're trying to get a following and they're trying to get this support and they build up this support on social media and they go, I got 100 people comment on that. These people have my back. Well, they don't. When the poop hits the fan and then you do start to reach out, they're not there. Now, I don't mean to be cynical. I'm very realistic. You know, I can't tell you how many times I start, you know, doing something for a charity and I bring up what I'm doing and I bring up what I think needs to be done and you have all these people go, yeah. All right. So then when I reach out to them, go, it's great. You know, can we get a meeting together? Can we try to, figure out how to approach next steps or whatever? Yeah, they're gone. So we have this false life going on while we're living our real life. And people don't really talk about that. I mean, they'll talk about social media. They'll talk about relationships with people being superficial or whatever. But I really look at it as a false life that happens to people who have that very much involved in their lives. Now, there's a lot of you out there saying, I don't even touch social media. I don't even go there. I don't think that's 100% the healthiest either, because if the world is happening on social media, I think it helps to kind of know what is going on out there. You know, news outlets I don't trust as much anymore. And I don't think a lot of us do. Well, the news gets slanted, these headlines, a lot of what I read on the internet, it's slanted, so I don't know who to trust. But understanding the behavior of what happens on social media, I'm able to kind of get an idea of, okay, this is happening. You know, I talked to you guys about how somebody got mad that I brought up that, you know, people were trying to change the national anthem. And, you know, I'm reporting the news. You know, I want to, you know, stimulate some thoughts. You know, if they're talking about using, you know, John Lennon's Imagine, what songs, you know, should be thought of. And, you know, people were, you know, upset that I had brought that up. But I don't like the whole, you know, head in the sand thing. Things are changing. Things are changing fast. Redskins, Washington Redskins now, they're going to probably move towards moving their name. They have already now, amid pressure from Native American groups, sponsors, city majors. In fact, FedEx, I think, pulled out. I think FedEx has now called for a change. And Nike dropped their merchandise from the online stores of Washington Redskins. And so, you know, these are things, you know, life is changing. Things are, we're going to have a new normal. And I know everybody hates that term. I hate that term, new normal. But the world is changing. And unfortunately, I'm seeing people make mistakes because they didn't get the memo. You know, they'll sing a song, you know, or there was a ringtone. So somebody had a ringtone and you would think it shouldn't offend anybody, but it was to a southern, I think it might have been the Dixie song, you know, look away, look away, look away, that one. So I think there was that ringtone. Well, if people aren't kind of aware of what's going on these days and their phone rings in front of their boss and their boss hears that ringtone, they, you know, their job could be in jeopardy. This is the world we live in right now. And so I urge you all to make sure you have that filter and realize there's a lot of stuff going online that's a lot of BS, or, you know, people are trying to get attention or they're getting followings or whatever. But if you look at the forest from the trees, you see some underlying threads and you see where things are moving. And, I mean, that's how I knew COVID was getting worse before the patients called me. I saw the trends. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As President Trump plans to spend his July 3rd at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, a new Rasmussen Reports poll finds that 75% of likely voters do not believe Mount Rushmore should be closed or changed because two of the four presidents were slave owners. As protests are planned over the Independence Day weekend, President Trump has a message for the protesters.
I want to also thank all of law enforcement. The job you've done is incredible. We signed a bill. You play with our monuments or our statues. You go to jail for 10 years. It's amazing how it all stops so fast. Stops so fast. We let the local authorities handle it as long as possible, but ultimately we said, let's step in, and we stepped in, and it stopped. 10 years in jail.
The president set to arrive in South Dakota at 6:45 p.m. Mountain Time. This is USA Radio News. Reaction continuing to come in as a former mentor of Jeffrey Epstein was arrested. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The former girlfriend of the late disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein is facing six counts related to her allegedly helping him sexually abuse young girls, at least one who was as young as 14. Epstein accuser Jennifer Oroas welcoming the news, saying on NBC this morning,
"This arrest probably, I think, represents, you know, a completely new beginning, you know, for justice for all the survivors."
The NFL is reportedly planning on playing a song commonly referred to as the Black National Anthem prior to the Star Spangled Banner during the season's opening week. The season is scheduled to begin on September 10th with a game between the Kansas City Chiefs and Houston Texans. Many NFL fans not happy with the news as Boycott NFL is trending on Twitter. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have talked about how the coronavirus in the U.S., I believe, were different strains. I believe what we saw on the East Coast was a lot milder than what we saw on the West Coast was a lot milder than what we saw on the East Coast. I hope that's what I said. And the East Coast, I just thought, when we saw everything going on in March and April, I just thought it was a lot more vicious than what we were seeing in the West. Now, we don't know if it had to do with the Southwest might be more dry. Maybe people live more apart from each other. Maybe it's because, we had, multiple more medical centers, per capita. But when I was on John Phillips' show on KBC, we were talking about how it possibly is just a different strain on one side of the country than the other. And I wouldn't be surprised by that. And then, about a month later, we heard that's probably what happened. What we got was more directly from China. What New York and the Eastern Seaboard got, and possibly Florida, was what came from Europe. And the virus, as it went through Europe and holidayed there and, you know, maybe checked out the Roman Colosseum and then went through Paris and then went up to Britain and however it went, had a lot of time to mutate. And we believe it mutated to a more vicious form. Then it went to New York. Now, you would think California could have also spread it to New York. They could have. But we still are having a tough time explaining why some people get sick within hours and then end up on a ventilator, whereas others are like, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. So we assume that it might be, you know, a mutation. Well, now Dr. Fauci has reminded us, or has actually now confirmed, that we are looking at another, a new mutation and a new strain. I think it's called the G14. I apologize. It's the G614, okay? And so they believe what this strain is it's not as deadly, but it's spreading a lot easier. It has the ability to spread faster. Now, this mutation could be enough to alter the ability of our current vaccine production, in that if the shape or the protein spikes on the outer virus, and you guys have seen the virus, it looks like, do you remember when your moms used to wear those pink curlers and they would have like 50 of them and they would almost seem symmetric, but then they weren't, and you'd see the hair pulled to one side? That's kind of what it looks like. And if these, yeah, and it was like squishy. I hated those pink curlers. They were so miserable to sleep in. Gosh, I think that's why I have neck issues, because I was sleeping in those pink, horrible curlers. I don't like curly hair now. I'm just going to straighten it. I don't care if perms come back. But if the mutation affects the outer shape of it, then what we're trying to make in terms of a vaccine is going to be a lot more challenging. So how do vaccines work? Well, vaccines try to induce your immune system to learn what to fight. Like, you know how you have dogs that you train to smell out for drugs or sniff out cancer, things like that? We're trying to train our body to sniff out for this virus. But only this virus. We don't want it to sniff out a healthy liver cell or something like that. So we want it to learn what that shape looks like and then attack that shape. One of the most successful types of vaccines are the ones where we basically have a killed virus, where we have a killed shape of it. The virus is dead. It won't affect anything. But we could get those shapes into you. So the body's like, oh, look at this. And then it learns. And then when it sees the real thing, hopefully it could fight it. We also have the live attenuated version, where you get a virus that is so weak, so it still has its shape. It'll act like a virus does, because it's still alive, but it's so weakened and diluted that it's not supposed to cause disease. Those are those live attenuated vaccines. We see those for the chickenpox and for the measles, mumps, rubella. Whereas the killed vaccine, we'll see that in terms of like tetanus and then flu. So, well, flu now has the two types. We have the nasal live, and then live attenuated, and then we have the killed. But the majority of the flu shots we use are the killed vaccines, where it's a killed version of an H1N1 or an H3N2 or an influenza B, etc. So what does this mean, us having a G614 mutation? Well, it means some of our current mantra or current, you know, decrees for being 6 feet away or using some sort of a facial covering might not hold as true with this newer version. Okay, remember yesterday we talked about how a study came out saying our bandanas might not be doing jack diddly squat. N95 respirators seem to do the best, but those need to be saved for hospital workers. So many of these masks that we're using, you know, aren't really doing much, which we knew. We knew, okay? Even those of us that are pro face coverings, we knew. But they recommended two kind of cloth pieces, you know, either with a filter or two quilted cloth layers put over your mouth. A lot of you guys are wearing something similar, but these bandanas don't seem to cut. And they actually found that with the bandana, you could be 4 feet away and still spread through a bandana. Now, again, I'm of the, because I've, you know, worn masks most of my career, I'm of the side of, look, you know, just do some sort of barrier, all right, let's just get through it, it's not the biggest deal. If you do have medical issues, get an exemption if you have to, but it's not the biggest deal. But we know bandanas don't do squat. Most of my bandanas have already blown my nose into. You know, I mean, if I have a bandana around the house, it's usually used. It's not necessarily something that's, like, you know, perfectly clean. So we knew that. But does this mean that this virus, because it's more easily spread, is it getting into the eyes? All right. Is it living on surfaces longer than what was previously thought? Now, remember, we got conflicting information on how long these viruses can live on surfaces. So we were first told about 3 days. Then we were told maybe 5 to 7 to 12. There was a study looking at one of the cruise ships, and they found that it to be, you know, able to live for like 17 to 19 days. So, again, people are like, well, that makes no sense. Here you are telling us 3 days on a live surface. There, the cruise study found 17. Well, the answer to that is it was probably a different strain. Okay, we know that we already have hundreds of different strains of this coronavirus right now. 2 months ago, they found 30, and that's what they found. So if they discovered 30, you could just imagine there's different variations. Because, again, as these viruses reproduce, they have the ability to translocate or change, translate differently some of the genetic inscription where it's a newer virus. Now, as long as most of the genetic machinery or the genetic code is the same, it'll still act like the COVID-19 or the SARS-CoV-2. But if it changes just a tweak, it could still have huge ramifications of how it spread, how it infects us, the ability for it to last on a surface, etc. So what does this mean, you know, after Dr. Fauci is telling us, well, you know, here we have a new strain. Well, what we believe it means is we're going to probably get some new rules, okay? All right, don't get frustrated. They're going to probably say, wait a second, maybe we need to change it 6 feet to 9 feet, or we might get some new rules out of this. We might not see a higher mortality, okay? We might still see a higher morbidity. You know, people might be still having medical issues or complications from this that we don't yet know of. But what I think we could all glean from this is if you are all frustrated that medical experts don't have clear-cut answers, don't have, look, guys, you know, this is what this virus does. This is why. All right, we have a virus that is changing as we speak. I wouldn't be surprised if we just had a new mutation during the time I talked this segment. All right, that's what this virus does. Now, many times viruses weaken. We have been waiting for HIV to mutate airborne. It had that potential in the 80s. It had that potential in the 90s, but it hasn't. In nature, things usually tend to mutate weaker. So, nature's on our side for now. And according to this latest report coming out of, you know what Dr. Fauci's briefing, is this isn't as deadly, this strain, as the previous ones. The only problem is, you know, we're still dealing with the ramifications of non-deadly COVID, those that are putting people in respiratory distress or heart issues or sepsis. So we're not out of the woods yet, and we got this virus that's mutating. So that's where we're at. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia you should think. You're welcome to tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think a lot of us Generation Xers have this fear of social media and this humbleness, right? And we realize that the social media is kind of like a monster. And we never had this growing up. We had to pass notes, you know, to people in class that we liked, you know, we're flirting with, or we had to, wait for the phone. And I was even around before we had answering machines. And so, you know, the phone would sit there, and I'm like, did he call? And then there would be, you know, we did have answering machines. And I'd come home, and you see the flashing, and you're like, oh, did he call? And, you know, it was, you had to wait. And you had to be patient. But with that waiting and patience, you were less likely to mess up. So let's say you wanted to tell somebody off. All right, well, you would have to write a letter. That letter would have to then go into the mailbox, and then that would have to get delivered. And so, you know, and it took time to write that letter. It took time to get to a mailbox or to get it picked up, so you could always rip it up and change your mind. When it comes to social media, however, it's this instant gratification world we're in right now. You know, it's, I want to talk to you. I could text you right now, and I could get you on the phone. I could get an answer back from you, like ASAP. If I want to see you, I could just go online and see you. I mean, it's this instant gratification we have. If I want a burger, and I don't want to buy the groceries, and I don't want to have to cook it, I can just go up, fast food, get it. I could eat in the car before I get home. So I don't know if you guys have been following this Harvard graduate. And her name is Clara Janover. And she had been feeling empowered, okay, over the last few weeks. And she decided to post a video on TikTok talking about how she despises the All Lives Matter movement. And she had said that if you tell me all lives matter, I'm going to stab you. And she actually, it concerned me. I'm watching this behavior, and again, this is through a medical filter. She meant it. And she looks like she starts going at the camera. She goes, I'm going to stab you. And then as you're bleeding out, I'm going to look at my cut and say, oh, my cut matters. Now, I know I haven't seen the whole video, and maybe there's more to this. And TikTok is a platform now where people can dance, and they put a lot of their comedy. But also it's a large political platform, and people on TikTok now, you know, air a lot of their feelings towards politics. Now, she has every right, under freedom of speech, and I will defend anybody's freedom of speech, she has every right to, you know, to display her political feelings. But when I see a young Harvard graduate tell people that I'm gonna stab you, and I know she was thinking that she had followers that were like, yeah, you know, I'm with you. That's not always the case. So she's lost her job. She goes back on the platform, I believe TikTok again, you know, blaming Trump supporters and all that. But if you're going to go on social media and you are going to over and over again talk about how you want to kill somebody, and you show, and a boss is seeing this, or your manager is seeing this, that somebody who, you know, might be advocating, and again, all lives matter versus Black Lives Matter. There's a lot of people that promote Black Lives Matter that also promote All Lives Matter. You know, they want to support the Hispanic communities. They want to support the Filipino communities. And, you know, and you have a lot of people that support Black Lives Matter and the police. And remember, we talked about this. You know, not everybody fits one particular ideology or your ideology. All right. There's many of us that support Black Lives Matter that love our police and will enforce and will support our police officers, will, you know, support our Hispanic communities, all that. And so All Lives Matter came out, and it originally looked like an anti-Black Lives Matter, even though a lot of people found All Lives Matter to encompass what they, you know, what they thought would be, you know, the best of both worlds, where we could show we support everybody, you know, Latinos, Asians, everybody. So she apparently had an issue with that, starts going after All Lives Matter, saying she wants to stab them. So, okay, what if your, you know, manager is Latino? What if your manager is African-American and also has a police officer brother? And they see that, they see your post where you're saying you're going to stab somebody when they hear All Lives Matter. Now, I get, she looked like she was in the throes of emotion, and, you know, I commend somebody having passion for what goes on in this world, but you have got to not be posting that kind of stuff, and you need to think. You need to think, and you have to assume, and maybe it's because I'm in media, maybe it's because I'm middle-aged or a Generation Xer, but I assume that half of my audience, right, can't stand what I say. It's more like 90. Thank you. I assume half, okay? Will you give me at least that I think half, like, you know, support what I say, okay? And it isn't even about the support. Once I heard that there were people that were, you know, watching my shows to see when I messed up, and, you know, that there's, and don't get me started on that, but when you have people out there that would love to see you fail, all right, you have to, in the media or in show business, know that there's people out there that, you know, are, you know, might pretend to be a fan, but is sitting there waiting for you to mess up. You know, and unfortunately, we have very strange people on this earth. You know, yeah, you go through life trying to not make any enemies, and, you know, you just try to love and do your thing, but you have haters out there, and it happens. So us in show business, we understand that. But the average person, the average young person, whether, you know, maybe millennial or Generation Z or whatever, you know, hasn't had those experiences where somebody they trusted screwed them over. And so I really want all of you, because I watch what a lot of you do online, and I know it's not exciting to play it safe. I know it's not exciting to show both sides. You know, I mean, it's been very difficult this whole time with COVID, trying to, you know, tell you what I feel, but also, you know, explain why things are being done a certain way. You know, it's because, you know, in medicine, we want to kind of appease both sides. But, you know, in politics, you could just pick one side, and who gives a damn who hates you? But when young people who are not politicians, who are not in the media, who are not, you know, celebrities, think that what they're doing is going to garner all that, you know, support, unfortunately, they're finding themselves out of a job. And here's this young lady, and again, it was 2 seconds of a mistake that my guess is she is hoping that she could have taken back. Unfortunately, it really divulged some of her psyche, where she wanted to kill somebody and she had no problem with somebody bleeding out over politics. Okay, you and I have talked about this, right? Nobody should be killed or dying. The reason why people are protesting is because there was a death. George Floyd died. Whether we could debate whether it was alcohol or drugs or the chokehold or Derek Chauvin not getting off of him for 8.5 minutes, there were protests because somebody died. So when you hear somebody say, "All lives matter and I'm going to kill you," you now look at somebody who, you know, might not be as psychologically healthy. So I just caution all of you, if you don't need to be on social media, but you know, maybe post a little less, right? You know, think for a second, then decide to post, right? Don't jump. A lot of us will, you know, take an Ambien before we go to sleep, and then we'll decide to go online. Do not do any Ambien posting. Ambien posting gets you into trouble. Okay? You know, don't post while drinking. I see a lot of happy hour posting. That's not a good idea. But just think, because one little post, even if you delete it, will ruin your life. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Rebel.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.